We're following up on a story we reported on February 12th. It concerns what's being called the last stand of the ISIS terrorist group in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria. ISIS, an acronym for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, once controlled a large amount of territory in those two countries. But fighting by those nations' militaries, local militias, and international teams, including a coalition led by the U.S., have almost completely driven ISIS out of its strongholds. The battle in the eastern Syrian village of Bahruz has been raging since mid-February. There are signs it's coming to an end. Within the past couple days, hundreds of ISIS fighters have surrendered to Syrian Democratic Forces, a group supported by the United States, and it's fighting ISIS on the ground. The ISIS terrorists were part of a wave of thousands of people who are fleeing Bahruz. When the village is finally recaptured from ISIS, and a commander says that could happen within a few days, it'll signal the end of ISIS's territorial control, which once included 7.5 million people over an area the size of Portugal. Still, even with civilians and terrorists flowing out of Bahruz, a United Nations committee estimates that tens of thousands of ISIS members are still scattered across Iraq and Syria, though they're not part of this battle.